Secretary Rice traveled to the West Bank town of Ramallah, where she met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Her trip is part of the Bush administration's final efforts to keep the U.S.-brokered peace process on track during the transition of power in Washington. The talks have made little tangible progress. Israeli, Palestinian, and U.S. officials have acknowledged that they will probably not meet their goal of reaching a deal by the end of 2008. However, Secretary Rice says she believes the process has not failed, and she says the distance to peace has been narrowed. Rice told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that talks launched at the U.S. city of Annapolis a year ago have laid the foundations of a Palestinian state.
President Bush's vision of an independent state of Palestine at peace with Israel, while it will not come in a single dramatic moment, it will come because the commitment of the Palestinian and the Israeli people to their peace will not waver. And if there is methodical and sustained and sincere initiative to conclude a final agreement, I know that you will.
The talks remain stuck on key issues of the status of Jerusalem, refugees, and Jewish settlements. Rice on Friday repeated the Bush administration's calls for Israel to stop expanding settlements in the Palestinian territories, something she said is damaging the peace process. The Palestinian leader thanked the Bush administration for brokering the round of talks. He says he hopes the incoming Obama administration will begin immediately dealing with the Middle East issue and take up matters from where they were left with the Bush administration so that no time is wasted. The change of U.S. administration and political turmoil in Israel mean it may be a few months before the process can move. Politics within the Palestinian Authority are another complication. President Abbas's term technically ends in January, and his Fatah faction remains locked in a struggle with a militant Hamas group that controls Gaza. The issue of Iran's nuclear ambitions came up Friday during Rice's talks with Israeli officials in Jerusalem. Defense Minister Ehud Barak told the top U.S. diplomat that Israel is prepared to strike at Iran if it does not stop its nuclear activities. He said Israel is convinced that Iran is continuing to develop nuclear weapons. He said Israel believes Iran is deceiving the world through negotiations on supervision. The defense minister said Israel is not taking any option off the table and urges others not to take any option off the table. And he said Israel means what it says. Condoleezza Rice will be in the region until Sunday, also traveling to Jordan and Egypt for further consultations on the status of the peace talks, which in just over 2 months will be an issue for the new White House team to tackle. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.